I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Visiting the Biltmore can be best described as an experience, but Western North Carolina's biggest tourist attraction wants to take it a step further with its latest exhibition. It wants visitors to party, Vanderbilt style. To recreate a Vanderbilt house party from the early 20th century, the Biltmore went theatrical in more ways than one. John Bright knows all about that. The 12-time Academy Award-nominated costume designer won an Oscar for the 1985 film A Room with a View, and more recently did costumes for Downton Abbey. Bright helped create the clothing mannequins wear throughout the Biltmore, working from photographs provided by curators.
When you work off photographs, of course, you can't turn them over and see the back view, and so you have to understand something of the clothes of the time to know what that back view would be.
Those photos are also all in black and white, but the clothing Bright created is in color.
The colors often are the colors that you know they would have been, because having studied it over quite a long period, you really know the color range that people chose when they did country pursuits, as it were.
What makes this exhibition stand out, though, according to Biltmore curator Leslie Klingner, is the audio tour visitors can listen along to. Actors voice the Vanderbilts, their party guests, and the house staff as visitors move through their tour of the mansion.
We've never done anything that's more narrative in nature, more theatrical in nature, and this audio guide is very different from others that we've done at Biltmore. So in this case, you meet the butler right away. Mr. Vanderbilt has asked him to give you a tour around the house, which we actually know happened.
Visitors hear George and Edith Vanderbilt convince opera singer Elizabeth Dodge and writer Edith Wharton to give performances after dinner. Meanwhile, the Biltmore house staff deals with the arrival of unexpected visitors, like writer Henry James. In the kitchen, there's much fretting because the Vanderbilt's dog, Cedric, made off with a turkey leg from one of the birds being prepared for dinner. And while they listen, John Bright hopes visitors find the clothing just as thoughtful.
People need to look at the things that are out of their normal everyday range. Think, oh, why could they wear that sort of material? As soon as you spill wine on it or anything, that's it. And it is such a vast step away from what we look for today because we're so practical in a way in what we wear.
A Vanderbilt house party, The Gilded Age, runs through May 27th at the Biltmore. I'm Matt Bush.